The other night I went to the theater in Glens Falls, and a rock concert kept interrupting the play. To be clear, the music interrupted the drama. It did not intrude on it. But to be kind of blurry, neither did it always enhance the story. Though Spun has been produced before, it's still a work in progress. I left the Wood Theater on opening night, thrilled with certain aspects of the show, but feeling incomplete. Spun has a lot of good working parts, but it's not yet a totally satisfying theatrical experience. Spun, which is subtitled A Brother-Sister Rock Musical, is at Adirondack Theater Festival through Saturday. It's an attempt to incorporate a rock score into the tellings of a story about a set of estranged 20-something siblings. The conceit is fine, and when you have two strong talents, as does the production at Adirondack Theater Festival, the potential for entertainment is quite high. The performances are great. Brookwood as Molly is a phenomenal talent who belts out a song with power and has a voice to kill for. She has a great sense of comedic timing and is brave as well. She damaged her leg in rehearsal and performed in a full leg brace that should have limited her energetic performance, but it didn't. Maximilian Sangerman is also an excellent performer who has the burden of making Jesse, a man who whines about the bad decisions he's made throughout his life, seem a man worthy of redemption. The supporting band is super, led by Jeremy Schoenfeld, who composed the score. He's on piano, with Chris Reed Jr. on drums, Max Garrett on bass, and Michael Wilson on guitar. This is a combo worth paying to see in concert. Indeed, that is what you do when you buy a ticket to Spun. Actually, part of the show's problems has to do with the production being too concert-like, as most of the songs are sung directly to the audience. Now, this is fine, as some numbers are intended to recreate the performance in a concert setting. Others exist to express or heighten an emotion or a past remembrance. But eventually, it is a distracting device, as the style isolates the emotions of the moment and disconnects the characters from each other. More distracting in a theatrical sense is that after many songs, the story restarts at the point where the dialogue stopped before the song. The musical moment fails to move the story either emotionally or expositionally. But on the positive side, there are lovely moments like Mother Blue, where a song makes an emotional connection between the characters. God Give Me is another honest, gentle moment. As for excitement, Burning It Down is a dubious finale, but it does get the cheering audience on its feet. And Spun is a song that touchingly and effectively sums up the purpose of the play. Though the musical numbers are usually fun, they don't always add to the story and do extend the length of the show. Almost 2.5 hours is a long time to tell a story about which there are few surprises. Showing the same scene from individual perspectives is a legitimate device. But book writer Emily Goodson goes to that well a little too often. Two, it's difficult to accept an ending as being happy when the pair considers that a solution to their problems is arson. Nonetheless, there is a lot to enjoy in Spun. The music is often exciting and at other times lovely. The story about a brother and sister reconciling and freeing them from shared guilt is rich with potential. It needs tightening. And most important, the audience needs a reason to care about the characters. Spun is at Adirondack Theater Festival at the Wood Theater in Glens Falls through Saturday. For information, call 518-480-4878 or go to atfestival.org. This is Bob Geffert from Detroit Record.